studied three chapters. So, consciousness, mental factors, and then miscellaneous topics. Feeling, roots, functions, doors, objects, and bases. And I hope you are familiar with the three chapters. So if you are not, you can refer to the three chapters at a glance. That's very good for easy reference. So whenever you want to know something about a certain chapter, you just look at that chart. Now we come to the fourth chapter. And the fourth chapter deals with thought processes. So in this chapter, the manual will describe different kinds of thought processes. And also in the next chapter, it will deal with what are called process-free consciousness, and then rebirth, death, rebirth, and bhavanga. Now, when consciousness arises, it arises one at a time, and consciousness arises together with mental factors. But when we study consciousness, we have to study consciousness as a series, not just one consciousness isolated with the other types of consciousness. But in reality, there is only one consciousness at a time. Now we will use the diagram to study the thought process. But please note that you will never see different kinds of consciousness, all 17 moments at one time. Actually, there is only one moment at a time, but we have to study it as a series, as a whole. So, in actuality, there are no 17 thought moments arising at the same time, only one thought moment at a time. And when we study the arising of consciousness or thought processes, we have to apply our knowledge of previous chapters. So we will have to describe, or we'll have to say which types of consciousness are represented by each moment, and then what feelings accompany them, how many roots they have, and what functions they do, and through what doors they arise, and then what objects they take, and what basis they depend upon. So we have to explain all these. So that is why it is important that you are familiar with the previous three chapters. Now, a thought process is called viti in Pali. The fourth chapter is called viti sangha vibhaga. So viti. Viti means a road, a street, a line, a series. So here, it means a series of or a line of chaitas, the line of consciousness. And when we study thought processes, we have to give names to these thought processes. So we can give name to in two ways. One is by the door they arise through. So eye door thought process, ear door thought process, and so on. Also, we can name them by the consciousness. That is important in that thought process. So we say eye consciousness thought process, ear consciousness thought process, and so on. So by way of doors or by way of consciousness, we can give names to these thought processes. Since there are six doors, there are six kinds of thought processes, eye door thought process, ear door thought process, and so on. Or there are six kinds of vijnanas, consciousness. So in that case, there are eye consciousness thought process, ear consciousness thought process, and so on, until mind consciousness thought process. Mind consciousness, or mano-vijnana, means all chetas other than the ten, other than the eye, ear, nose, tongue, and body consciousnesses. And when we study the thought processes, we come to understand what is called the lawful order of consciousness, or fixed order of consciousness. That means one consciousness arises and it is followed by another type of consciousness and then another type of consciousness and so on. And they arise and disappear according to that order. And there is no agent or no one giving order to the chetas, but they just arise doing their respective functions. And in the manual, there are given conditions for each type of thought process. They are conditions for arising of eye consciousness, ear consciousness, and so on. So they are given on page 151 and 52. So for an eye-door thought process to arise, or for the eye-consciousness to arise, there are four conditions. I think you are familiar with these four conditions. So number is eye-sensitivity, that is for eye-door thought process. So eye-sensitivity, and then visible object, and then light, and then attention. So we need these four conditions for the eye consciousness to arise. We must have the eye, or actually the sensitive part in the eye sensitivity. And then there must be something to be seen, visible object. If there is nothing to be seen, there will be no seeing consciousness. And then we need light. So if this room is dark, then we will not see anything. And then attention. It is called manasikara here. And actually, attention here is avajana, panjadvara vajana. For this, panjadvara vajana. Similarly, for ear-dua process or ear consciousness, there are four conditions. Instead of eye sensitivity, here, there is ear sensitivity, and then there is sound, space, and attention. So when there is no sound, we don't hear, and when there is no space, when our ear is closed, we don't hear, and when there is no attention, we don't hear. And then for nose door process, so nose sensitivity, smell, air element, and attention. So if we stay above the air, I mean above the wind, then we don't get the smell. So only when we are downwind do we get smell, because there is air element. And then for tongue door thought process or tongue consciousness to arise, we need tongue sensitivity, and we need what is called taste, and then water element, and then attention. And for body consciousness, we need body sensitivity, tangible object. Tangible object means what? Combination of three essential elements. Earth element, fire element, and air element. And then earth element and attention. And then for the mind-aware process, only three are given here. Actually, there are four. He may not have found it in the Arthasarini. So there are four conditions for mind-aware thought process also. Heart base, mental object, bhavanga, and attention. So attention is missing here. Those types of consciousness that arise through mind door must have the heart as a base, and then there must be dhamma objects. There are six kinds of dhamma objects, and then the bhavanga, or the mind, because the mind or thought process arises from bhavanga. And then there must be attention here, manodvara, vajana. So we need these conditions for seeing, hearing, and so on, or for these thought processes to arise. And then the objects are divided into how many kinds? Six kinds, right? No, I mean not visible object, audible object, and so on. Here, the presentation of objects are sixfold or six kinds. And they are what? Very great objects. You can see them on page 153. Then great object. And then slight object. And then very slight object. These are for five sense door thought processes. And then for mind door thought process, there are clear object and obscure or not clear object. So altogether there are six kinds of objects or six kinds of presentation of objects. And here great does not mean that it is great in size or it is great, it is gross, but it means the force of impact on consciousness is, or we can call it, a strong object. It may be small, but it has force so that it can strike the mind, and then it lasts for 17 thought moments. So such an object is called great object. And the object that is not so, the force of which is not so great as the great object is called, let's say, very great and great, right? So very great objects need only one pass bhavanga. After one pass bhavanga, it can vibrate the bhavanga. But the great object needs two or three pas bhavanga. And then slight and very slight need more. 6 to 15. So the intensity, their intensity varies, and so the thought processes also are different for these kinds of objects. So it is not the size of the object, but the number of processed chetas that arise from the moment of the moment the object enters the avenue of a sense door until the moment the presentation of the object with consciousness ceases. That means when we study the first thought process, so we see that there are 17 thought moments, and the visible object strikes at the mind, and then there is only one past bhavanga, and then the visible object ceases with the 17th thought moment. So such an object is called a very great object. Now, we have to understand two things here. Viti citta and viti mutta citta. Process citta and process free citta. Bhavangas are called process-free chetas. And the other types of consciousness in a process are called process cheta, viti cheta. So in this chapter, we are going to study the viti chetas, process chetas. But when we study process chetas, we cannot study process chetas alone. We have to have the bhavangas preceding and following each thought process. So bhavangas are like a buffer zones between different thought processes. No thought process is immediately followed by another thought process. At least there must be some moments of bhavanga intervening the thought processes. Now, first, before we study the thought process proper, we must understand the lifespan of rupa and nama, lifespan of matter and lifespan of mind, lifespan of chetta, and lifespan of rupa is said to be 17 times longer than the lifespan of a citta. And lifespan of a citta is here called moment, citta moment, consciousness moment, or thought moment. And that thought moment is said to be very, very brief. So in a moment, you snap your fingers, or in a moment, you blink, right? Billions of thought moments can come and go, it is said. So you can understand how brief, how short one thought moment is. As though it were not enough. Each thought moment consists of three sub-moments. And these three sub-moments are called, the first is called arising, and the second is called presence, and the third is called what? Death or disease. So there are these three sub-moments. Arising, presence, and say, disappearing, or dissolution, or death. What we call existence is just these three sub-moments, arising, presence, and dissolution. Now, matter lasts 17 times longer than Chaitanya. So, for matter, there are how many sub-moments? 17 multiplied by 3, 51 sub-moments. So, a life of matter is 51 sub-moments. Now, matter also has arising, presence, and dissolution. Arising of matter is the same as arising of consciousness. And the dissolution of matter is the same as dissolution of consciousness. But the presence of matter is much longer than the presence of Chaitanya. So how many sub-moments? 2 from 51. 49 sub-moments. So for matter, arising is the same as arising moment of Chaitanya, and dissolution is the same as dissolution of Chaitanya, but its presence is equal to 49 sub-moments of Chaitanya. Because matter lasts for 17 thought moments, right? So the first point is arising, and the last point is dissolution. So in between there are 49 sub-moments. So these 49 sub-moments are said to be the present phase of matter. So there are 3 sub-moments for every moment of consciousness. And there are teachers, there were teachers who thought that there are only 2 moments, not 3, just arising and disappearing. But many teachers did not agree with those teachers. And so the common opinion is that there are 3 moments, 3 sub-moments for each moment of consciousness. Okay. Now let us study the thought process. Now the diagram is for idle thought process. That means when you see something, this thought process will arise in your mind. So there is the present visible object. So the visible object which is present. So it will last for 17 thought moments. Now, there are what are called bhavanga consciousness. You know bhavanga consciousness, right? Bhavanga consciousness is the vipaka, resultant consciousness. It is the same as the relinking consciousness, patisanti consciousness. So the same type of consciousness, when it arises again after relinking, is called bhavanga. Now these bhavanga types of consciousness arise all through our lives when there is no prominent object, or no special object. So there is this bhavanga flowing in rapid, with the rapid force. Now, when a visible object comes into the avenue of the eye, so when a visible object presents itself to our eyes. This visible object is said to impinge, say, upon our eyes as well as upon the bhavanga. What door is bhavanga? Mind door, right? So, when a visible object strikes at the eye, at the same time, it strikes at the bhavanga also. So, it strikes at the bhavanga. So, when the bhavanga is struck, then the striking is one moment. So, that one moment is called the past moment. That means one moment past before the bhavanga vibrated. So that is actually the first impact of the object on the sense organ here, on the eye, and also on the bhavanga. So one bhavanga passes. And after that one moment, there are two moments of bhavanga. And these two moments of bhavanga are called vibrating bhavanga. Now they are shaking. And among these two, the first one, and number two, the first one is called what bhavanga? Vibrating bhavanga or chalana bhavanga. And second is called, number three, arrested bhavanga, upacheda bhavanga, cut off bhavanga. Actually, these two are vibrating bhavangas. But since with the second, the flow of bhavanga stops, the second or number three is called arrest bhavanga or upacheda bhavanga. Now, why have there to be two vibrating bhavangas? It is explained that bhavanga is flowing with force or rapidly, and so when the object strikes at the bhavanga and at the eye, bhavanga cannot stop abruptly. It has to go one or two times, one or two moments before it stops. With this object, the very, let's say it is very great object, so we need one past bhavanga and then two vibrating bhavanga. So the number three, second bhavanga is called upacheda bhavanga or arrest bhavanga. So bhavanga will stop there with the dissolution of number three. The bhavanga stops immediately after that. Number four follows, and number four is what? Five sense door adverting, pancha Dwara Vajana. You are familiar with Pancha Dwara Vajana, right? Where is Pancha Dwara Vajana? I'm just here. Huh? So you can locate Pancha Dwara Vajana, right? Yes. So that Pancha Dwara Vajana arises here. It is called Pancha Dwara Vajana because it arises in all five doors. Not only in eye door. Here it is eye door. But it will arise also in ear door and so on. So it is called panja, five, dvara, sense door. So five sense door, adverting. Now, this is called avajana, adverting. Now, there are two meanings to this word, avajana. One is to pay attention, and the other is to turn. I think English word advert also means the same two things. To advert means to turn and also say to pay attention, something like that. So it pays attention to the object presented to the mind. And also it turns it turns the mind to the object, and from this moment on, a new set of consciousness arises. That is, active consciousness. Up till number three, they are bhavanga, and so they are inactive types of consciousness. So with number four, panchadvara vajana, the quality of the consciousness changes. So it is a turning point from inactive to active. And also it is a point where mind turns to the object which is presented. And it is a point where mind takes note of the object, or mind pays attention to the object. That is why it is called avajjana. And here it is through eye door, and for others the ear door and so on. So it is called panchadvara vajana. Now we will have another one, second one, manodvara vajana, when we come to mind or thought process. So number four here is panchadvara vajana. So at that time, mind turns to the object. After panchadvara vajana, after this type of consciousness has paid attention to the object, the next moment is what? For this, for a visible object, seeing consciousness. Number five, Pali, chakku vijnana. So chakku vijnana arises. So chakku vijnana sees the visible object. And after seeing the object, there is what? Number six, sampadikshana, receiving moment, receiving consciousness. After sampadikshana, receiving, there is santirana, investigating consciousness. And after investigating, there is vottabbana, determining object. Now, there is some problem with santirana and vottabbana, for me, at least. How does it investigate and how does it determine? I'm not sure. In Pali books, I as far as I'm aware, I don't find it clearly explained. So in Burmese books, some Burmese books said that what they determine is, say, it is the object. Say here, it is the visible object determining. But in other books, it is said, it determines whether it is desirable or undesirable, or whether it is to be liked or to be disliked. Okay. After determining, follow how many moments? Seven moments of javana. It is said that under normal conditions, javanas always arise seven times, seven thought moments. In some special cases, they may arise only five times, four times, or two times, or just sometimes once. So normally, javana runs for seven moments. And this javana is very difficult to translate, and so English translation won't help us much. Impulsion. So when I say impulsion, people don't understand. I don't understand either. So javana. Javana means swift. Swift, running, so it has a force. So I interpret it to mean full experience of the object. So only during these seven thought moments is the object fully experienced. And since it is fully experienced, it is either kusala or akusala or kriya. Now, there is one word in the manual on page 154, following this, any one of the 29 sense sphere jhanas which has gained the right conditions runs its course. Now, which has gained the right conditions? That is not explained in this manual. I mean, in Bhikkhu Bodhi's book. But it is important. Which has gained the right condition? That means, according to these conditions, the jhana will be akusala, or kusala, or kriya. And the key to the jhana being kusala or akusala is yoniso manasikara, or its opposite, ayoniso manasikara. Now, yoniso manasikara is translated as wise attention. So, right attitude towards things, or right attention. And ayoniso manasikara means unwise attention, wrong attitude towards things. So if you have a right attitude towards things, if you have right attention, then your jhana will be kusala. If you have unwise attention, the jhana will be akusala. So the quality of the jhanas, whether they should be kusala or akusala, is determined by your attention, that wise attention wise attention or unwise attention. So when there is wise attention, the jhanas will be kusala, and when there is unwise attention, the jhanas will be akusala. That wise attention can be here the Panchadvara Vajana, or maybe Vatavana also determining. So if we take Vatavana to be determining just this is an object, then the quality of the jhanas is influenced by the Panchadvara Vajana. But if we take Vatavana to be determining this is to be liked, this is to be disliked, then we can say that Vatavana also determines the quality of jhanas. So seven thought moments run, and then after these seven, there are two moments of registering. Now, tad-da-ramana, the Pali word, right? Tad means that. Aramana means object. So tad-aramana means having that object. That means having that object taken by jhanas. So the two tadaramana chetas take the same object that was taken by seven jhana moments. So they are compared to water following the boat. So when you row the boat, then a little water follows the boat. So in the same way, these two moments are followers of the jhanas. So they are compared to aftertaste. Now, after two dadaramana moments, the mind lapses into bhavanga again. So in this diagram, the first is bhavanga and the last is bhavanga. That means before the first bhavanga in the diagram, there can be many bhavanga moments. And after the last bhavanga moment in the diagram, also there can be many bhavanga moments. Not just only one as shown in this diagram. So there can be many bhavanga moments before and after this thought process. Now, if you Oh, there are numbers, so it's easy now. So you see number 17, right? So the visible object arises at the same time as the past bhavanga. And then it lasts for 17 moments. So the visible object dissolves or disappears with the last sub-moment of second registering, or number 17 thought moment. So after that, the visible object disappears, and then this thought process finishes. So there follow other types of thought process. Now, if you remember the third chapter, section on objects, bhavangas take karma or sign of karma or sign of destiny as object, right? So the first three moments, past bhavanga, vibrating bhavanga, and arrested bhavanga, these three do not take the present visible object. These three take the karma or karma nimeda or gati nimeda. Although there is visible object, they do not take the visible object as object, because they always take the bhavanga thought moment, always take karma or sign of karma or sign of destiny. So these three do not take the present visible object. But beginning with number 4, Panchadvara Vajana, all these types of consciousness until number 17 take the present visible object as object. And then the following bhavanga takes again karma or sign of karma or sign of destiny as object. You remember the mango simile, right? A man sleeping under a mango tree, and the mango falls, grazing his nose, and then he turns towards the mango, looks at it, pick it up, investigate it, and then he smells it, and he decides that it is good, and then he eats it, and then he swallows some remnants of the mango meat, and then he goes to sleep again, right? So that's a very good example for the thought process. So I will not repeat that, because I've told you during the first chapter. Okay, now we will have to apply our knowledge of the first and the third chapters to this thought process. So I-door thought process, or I-consciousness thought process, or seeing thought process. So this seeing thought process takes present visible object as object, and so it runs for 17 thought moments. And the present visible object is a very great kind of object. Now, number 1, number 2, and number 3. What types of consciousness do they represent? You remember how many chetas have the function of Patisanti, Bhavanga, and Jyoti? 19, right? But can we have all 19 here? Can immaterial Brahma see? No. They do not have eyes. So we have to these four arupa vibhagas out, right? Okay. So, number one, number two, and number three represent the other types of consciousness. What are those? Two santiranas, eight kama vajra vibhagas, and five rupa vajra vibhagas, right? So we must apply our knowledge of previous chapters to this thought process. Okay. Now number four, panchadvara vajana. That's easy. And then number five, seeing consciousness, chakhu vijnana. If it is a desirable object, then it must be what? Result of kusala. If it is undesirable object, it must be result of akusala, right? If the object is that you don't want to see, then akusala vibhava, right? If it is an object you want to see, you like to see, then it is kusala vibhava. Okay. Sampatishana, number six. Again, if it is desirable, it is kusala vibhava, right? And if it is undesirable, it is akusala vibhava. Santirana. Same, right? You can differentiate here very desirable and average desirable. If it is very desirable, it must be kusala vibhaga accompanied by somanasa. If it is just desirable, it must be kusala vibhaga accompanied by indifferent feeling. Right. If it is undesirable, then result of akusala, right? Okay, number eight, vottapana. What is vottapana? Which consciousness is called vottapana? Determining, manodvara vajana, right? So manodvara vajana has two functions, right? You go back to that chapter. look at the three chapters at a glance. So manodvara vajana has two functions, vottapana function and avajana, right? Avajana function. So when it arises in five sense door thought processes, it has the vottapana function, determining function. When it arises in the mind or thought processes, it has the avajana function, adverting. So here, we'll come to them later. And then, javanas. Now, I don't have to tell you how many javanas are presented, because the manual says, how many? 29 sense-fear javanas. Okay, please tell me those 29 sense-fear javanas. 12 akusalas. 8 kama vajra kusala. 8 kama vajra kiriya. 1 hasitubara. 29, right? Yes. So, one of those 29 types of consciousness will be represented by these javanas, seven movements of javanas. And the quality of javanas will be determined by whether you have wise attention or unwise attention, or if you are in arahant, the javanas will be what? Kiriya. So there are three conditions, right? Wise attention, kusala javana. Unwise attention, akusala javana. If you are in an arahant, kiriya javana. Okay. And then two dadaramanas, right? How many chetas have the function of dadaramana? 11. Okay, please tell me which are those 11. Three santirana chetas and eight kama vajra vipavana. Right. So So one of these 11 Tathas will be represented by the Dharamana movement, right? Okay. Now, let's look at the functions. Functions are not difficult, right? So, number 1, 2, and 3, what function? You have to remember how many functions are there. 14 functions, right? So, 1, 2, and 3 have what function? Bhavanga function. They are bhavangas here, too. Bhavanga function. And then, number 4, avajana function, right? And number 5, seeing, right? Number 6, accepting or receiving. Number 7, investigating. Number 8, hidamayin. Number 9 to number 15, javana function. And number 16 and 17, the dharamana function, following javana. Right. What else? We already know the object. Door. Mm-hmm. Through what door this thought process arrives? Eye door, right? Yeah, so that is why it is called eye door thought process. So, all these types of consciousness, I mean, beginning with 4, arise through eye door. Okay, basis. What is the base of bhavangas? Eye, ear, or whatever? Heart base. Then, panchadwara vajana, number 4. Heart base. Number 5? Eye base. Number 6? Heart base. 79 and until 17? Heart base. Right. We can go into more detail, but I will not go into that detail because it's confusing. Which eye sensitivity, which heart base do they depend on? So there is also a difference of opinion, and so we will not say anything about them here. After the sixth chapter, we may come back here. Okay, so the basis also we already know, right? So heart base and then eye base. And the others also heart base. So we have to apply our knowledge of the first chapter and the third chapter to these thought processes. They are not all. We have to find out in what type of individuals they arise and in what realms they arise. But we have not studied them, so I will leave them for say, later study. Okay, now you know the first thought process here, eye-door thought process, that takes the present visible object as object. And here, the present visible object is meant to be very great object. And so, there are, the object lasts for 17 thought moments, coinciding with 17 thought moments, beginning with past bhavanga and so on. Now, how many moments do we have? 17, right? Now we have to differentiate witi chetas and witi motor chetas. How many witi chetas are here and how many witi motor? Witi motor means free from witi, free from thought process, not included in the thought process proper. Number 1, 2, and 3 are witi-mutta, process-free, because they don't arise through any door. Number 4 until number 17 are called viti citta, right? So they are process stages. And then the bhavanga following number 17 and many bhavangas later, free, process free or viti free citta. Now, how many viti citta are here? Beginning with 4, right? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and so on. So, 14 viti citta, right? But that means 14 arising of viti citta. But how many types of citta are there? Viti citta are there? Panchadhara vajana one type, seeing consciousness one type, santirana one type, sampadichana one type, santirana one type, vatapana one type, javana one type, dadharamana one type. Seven, right? So there are 7 kinds of viti citta. But if we count individual arising of viti citta, we get 14. So 14 viti citta, 7 kinds of viti citta. Now, if the object is present, audible object, we just have to substitute sota vijnana for chakhu vijnana, right? The others are all same. So in that case, past bhavanga, jalana, vibrating bhavanga, arrest bhavanga, and then 5 sense door adverting, and then sota vijnana. Ear consciousness, and the rest, the same. And when you smell something, the same thought process with nose consciousness, right? When you taste something, the same thought process with tongue consciousness. When you touch something, the same thought process with body consciousness. So we get 5 kinds of thought processes here. If we take all types of consciousness that arise in these thought processes, say 5 sense thought processes, how many types of consciousness do we get? How many? 54 karma vajra consciousness, right? Yeah, very good. It's stated in the manual, I think, right? No, here also. Oh, page 162. There are 7 modes and 14 different states of consciousness in the cognitive process. In detail, there are accordingly 54 and the 5 doors. So that 54 are 54 karma vajra consciousness. So this thought process shows us that there is no person or no individual behind this arising of thought moments. And each thought moment does its own function. And when one thought moment arises and does its function and disappears, then the next thought moment arises. And then it disappears after doing its function, and then another thought moment arises or follows it. So there is an order in this thought process, because say sampadichana, receiving always follow eye consciousness and so on, and santirana always follow sampadichana and so on. So this is the fixed order of consciousness. And in this process of consciousness, we do not find any doer or any, what do you call, anybody, anyone who gives order to them. You be Chakuvijnana, you be Sampadichana, you be Santirana, and so on. So they arise and disappear on their own accord. One thought moment arises and it disappears, and then another thought moment arises, or another thought moment follows. So when it disappears, it becomes a condition for the next thought moment to arise. Because if it does not disappear, then the next thought moment cannot arise. So there are many more to understand with regard to this thought process. That is, if we know Patthana, then we can apply Patthana conditions here. So after the eighth chapter, we may want to try our knowledge of Patthana with the thought processes, but not now. So what seems to be a very simple experience, like seeing something, is actually a very complex experience. 17 thought moments, and then objects, and then their bases, and then their functions, and we left out the Chetisikas here, right? You can put in the Chetisikas if you want to. Right? How many Chetisikas with number one and so on? Or how many Chetisikas with Panchadvara Vajana? How many with seeing consciousness and so on? So, when we understand Abhidhamma, we understand in very, very great detail about our experience. See, very simple, seemingly very simple experience becomes a very complex one. And actually only the Buddha, the mind of the Buddha, can discover all these intricate interactions between different thought moments, and also how they are related to the objects, and then their relation to the bases, and their relation to each other, the preceding one and to the succeeding ones, and so on. So if you understand Abhidhamma, you know a lot about the experiences. So today we studied five kinds of thought processes. And those five kinds of thought processes take very great object as object. Now, we don't have diagrams for other thought processes. So I made some diagrams today, but when I bring them out, I couldn't get it right. I don't know why. So I want you to try with your computer. This thought process has 17 thought moments and the present visible object. And this present visible object is very great object. That means it strikes the eye and the mind, and there is only one moment past. After one past bhavanga, the bhavanga vibrates. But there are objects that are not so strong as the great, very great object. So they are called great objects. So these objects need not just one past bhavanga, two or three past bhavanga. So when they strike at the eye and the mind, it takes two or three bhavangas. I mean, two or three past bhavanga before the bhavanga vibrates. So, for the great object, there can be two kinds of thought process, right? You know how to do the thought process with great object? With great object, you need two past bhavangas and also three past bhavangas. So there are two kinds of thought processes that take great object. So in that case, past bhavanga, another past bhavanga, and then vibrating bhavanga, arrested bhavanga, and so on. Right? Okay. Let us see. Can there be didharamana in that thought process? It is said that didharamanas always arise twice or none at all. So if they must arise, they must arise twice. If there is only one moment left, then the didharamana cannot arise. So if we put one more atita, past bhavanga there, then we get one more moment, right, for didharamana. But didharamana cannot arise. So instead of didharamana, there is bhavanga. So that bhavanga is inside the thought process. Because that bhavanga is the 17th thought moment. So in that case, this thought process, the thought process for great object begins with, say, past bhavanga, another past bhavanga, and then vibrating bhavanga, arrested bhavanga, and so on, until javana. So after the seventh javana, there is one moment of bhavanga. And then other bhavangas follow. So that first bhavanga is included in the thought process. And the others are outside the thought process. Right? Then what about the second type of thought process? Then we will have three past bhavangas. Right? Past bhavanga, past bhavanga, past bhavanga, and then vibrating bhavanga, arrested bhavanga, and so on and so on. Now, the seventh javana coincides with 17 moments. So, the end of that thought process is seventh javana. After seventh javana, usual bhavangas follow. Right? So, we get two kinds of thought process that take great object. So, altogether, you get three thought processes, right? The first one on this diagram, on this and on this sheet, and the other two in your mind. So, can you say the other two? How do you say? Past bhavanga, vibrating bhavanga, arrested bhavanga, adverting, right? Five sense door adverting, seeing, receiving, investigating, determining, seven javanas, one bhavanga, right? Then the next one, past bhavanga, past bhavanga, past bhavanga, adverting, seeing, receiving, investigating, determining, seven javanas, finish, right? Okay, very good. Now, in the manual, the sub-moments are represented by asterisks. Right? But on this sheet, they are represented by zeros, right? So in Burma, we use zeros to represent the thought sub-moments of consciousness. You know why? Zero, right? Void. So we want you to be reminded that they are void of permanency, void of satisfactoriness, void of artha. So, to show the voidness of these tathas, we use the zeros instead of the asterisks or other things. So when you see these zeros, you know that, oh, they are nothing. That means they are not permanent, they are not satisfactory, they are not permanent entities, they are not Atmans. Okay, then this is the first three thought processes. Next week we will go through the other kinds of thought processes, which take slight object and very slight object. You just add one pasbawanga at a time, and then you will get six kinds of thought processes that take slight objects and so on. So once you understand this one, the first one, then the others are not that difficult to understand. Okay. Any questions?
This represents a thought process that lasts a billionth of a second. And it's going to move on to another thought process, right? Not necessarily Balanga.
Now, after this thought process, there will be Bhavanga moments. How many we do not know. And then, this thought process will be followed by mind or thought processes, different kinds of mind or thought processes. We have not seen a thing yet. With this thought process, what we see is just a visible object. Let's say, for example, we see a rose. Now, with this thought process, we have not seen the rose. We have seen the visible object, a general object. We do not come to decisions that it is a rose, or it is red, or it is blue, or whatever. We are just aware that it is a visible object. So in order to know, in order to be able to say, this is red, this is blue, or this is a rose, we need some more kinds of thought processes. And they are called following thought processes. They are explained in the manual also. So we need some more thought processes before we can say that this is a rose, or this is a book, or something like that. So this is just the initial contact, say, with the object. But it is not enough for us to be able to say, I see a rose. So you have to wait. Because we are not doing the five sense door thought processes. And then later on we'll go to mind or thought process. But mind or thought processes are treated very, very briefly in the manual. So, In Burma, say, different teachers have some different opinions also, and so there can be many kinds of thought processes. In Ledi Sayadaw's book, you find different kinds of that following thought processes. So we will also study some of them. The diagram on page 155, say, 14 acts of process consciousness means viti chetas. 14 arising of viti chetas. Number 4 to number 17. Right. And the kinds of process chetas are only 7.
Okay.
Oh, but
look on page 161. 161?
Oh.
Yeah, on the great object on number 2. So we have a bhavanga on the line of the object on number the great object.
Yeah, bhavanga is out of.
But yeah, we have one being on the
Yes.
Yeah. On so what object? This Bhavanga. What the object? So it will be the same object.
Bhavanga. The object of Bhavanga is always karma or sign of karma or sign of destiny.
Because I saw the number Bhavanga is in the line of the object. You see number.
Which Bhavanga?
Number two.
Number two at the end or at the beginning?
The end.
Oh, at the end. I told you that the object lasts for 17 thought moments. So in order to fill the 17 thought moments, one Bhavanga is included in the thought process. So that is why one B is inside the brackets, right? Yeah. With slight object, you will have four B's, many things in the thought process. Yeah. Say whatever objects say we experience in this life, so whether desirable or undesirable, is influenced by the past karma. But the result of past karma is the consciousness. Say kusala vipaka or akusala vipaka consciousness. So that consciousness is the real result of vipaka of past karma. But the material things we come across are not the direct result of karma, but they may have karma may have some influence over them. Okay, I think we will come to that later. And also in the fifth chapter, we have to talk about the karma and karma, the result of karma.